Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and on today's episode, we will be recapping the Canadian Grand Prix. Now, we have waited a couple of days to post this podcast because a lot went on at this last weekend's Grand Prix, and we wanted to kind of see what the community was saying, social media was saying. We wanted just to sit back, gather some quotes, gather some insight, and today we're coming forward with our thoughts and to discuss. So it was a messy weekend. Firstly, we saw a lot of people in the wall. We saw Leclerc was out of FP2 after he hit the wall in turn four during FP1, needing that new chassis, had to wait the next day to get it scrutineered. Albon's car was falling apart on track, causing red flags. His entire engine cover came off. We saw Lawson's car had to be retired due to a cooling issue. We saw grid place penalties. Sonoda took a 10 place drop, grid drop. Hajar took a 3 place grid penalty for impeding Sainz, and Sainz went out in Q1. We saw Norris only placing 7th in Q3. Then we saw the groundhogs. Poor Hamilton had damage quite early on in the race from his impact with a groundhog on track. But before the big discussion here is going to be the McLaren collision. But before we get into that, we just want to a couple of shout outs. Big shout out to Antonelli, third youngest driver ever to hit podium with his third place finish on the weekend. We saw Mercedes with a 1-3, Russell on top. Another huge congratulations to Hülkenberg with more points sitting in P8. What a great finish by Stake. So let's just get right into it. What everyone's talking about is the McLaren collision. So on lap 67 of 70, we see we had Piastri starting in P3, Norris starting down in P7. Norris was stronger the whole weekend leading up to Q3, and then just didn't have a great lap. Piastri had a bit of a disastrous weekend, only finished in P3, and then bottled the start. Like right from the start, dropped position to Antonelli, to a rookie, and could not recover out of that P4. Could not. So we saw Norris with a huge recovery drive. He closed the gap, was leading the race in parts, had a fantastic drive, and was more than 7 seconds behind his teammate, and was able to recover and push and actually get ahead. Was battling with his teammate when the collision happened on lap 67. So there's a lot that is being said about this collision. So firstly, Piastri had a crappy start and a not so great race. He was slow, couldn't keep pace, and just could not get the job done. Should there have been driver orders? We keep reading this. There's a lot of people saying that had, you know, 7 laps earlier, had orders been implemented, that Norris by far was the faster driver on track. So should there have been orders to allow him through to catch Antonelli, since Piastri could not get the job done? So our thoughts on this. Norris was at fault. He went for a gap. There was no gap. He caused a collision. However, that's a big however. He did misjudge his slipstream, but we also felt that Piastri could have given him more room. Piastri aggressively was defending his position, and we do feel he closed the gap. He chose a line that didn't leave enough space, and he was not without fault in this collision at all. So we know that after the race, Norris was very quick. Excuse me. Norris was very quick to take blame, to apologize. However, we do not feel that Piastri was without fault. We even asked AI, and AI said the same thing as well, that Piastri intentionally closed the gap and chose a line that did not leave enough space to Norris, contributing to the collision. That was quite interesting. And we saw some commentators like Jacques Villeneuve weighed in quite heavily on this and said that his quote, Piastri was edging gradually towards the left. He's not supposed to be doing that. It was a bit nasty. So there would definitely be talks inside the team. So we're interested in hearing your take on this. But this was going to happen with the whole papaya rule nonsense, the whole let them battle it out. We are going to see collisions on track. And this probably will not be the last time in this title fight. So we see, just to wrap up, we see McLaren in a comfortable lead over Mercedes in second. So the top five in the constructors, McLaren, Mercedes, Ferrari, Red Bull, and Williams, would like to put a, point out that Kiksauber is sitting 9 points ahead of Alpine in last. And Piastri is only 22 points ahead of Norris. So as we enter our next race weekend, things could continue to stay spicy. Join us next week. We will be looking at Calapinto, the Calapinto viability of his seat. Like, are they going to bring back Doohan? Will they keep Calapinto? How has he done comparatively? So join us next week as we look at that second Alpine seat. Thanks so much. And thank you for joining us today at Beyond the Paddock.